It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
And we welcome you to our special Saturday broadcast here on KNCA 103.9. High school basketball midseason tournament's coming to an end today. And we're here inside the roundhouse at Hiawatha High School as we got the championship today of the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Tournament as host Hiawatha in this championship for a second consecutive year, taking on the Bulldogs of Marysville. Let's dive into the starting lineups. We'll start with Marysville. 4 wins, 8 losses. And they got a win over number 4 in 2A, Jackson Heights, on Thursday to get to this game. Bella Rader, Bryn O'Neill, Haley Ingles, Maddie Kapp, and Lindsay Dressman, the starting five for Marysville. Hiawatha now 6-6. They had an overtime win over St. Mary's on Thursday to get to this game. Same starters as we have seen all week. Josie Delaney, Abby Elfner, Darcy Lears, Kenzie Nelson, and Aubrey Kent. Redhawks coached by Brady Jasper, 8th year at the helm. Marysville, their head coach, is Ben Wurtenberger. Kirk Hillman's in studio. I am Brandon Sam, and thank you so much for joining us here on this Saturday afternoon as we determine a Hiawatha Invitational Tournament champion. White uniforms for Marysville, red uniforms for the Redhawks. Hiawatha will go from left to right here in the first half. Bulldogs will counter from right to left. Brandon and Kurt excited to be here. Full busy week of high school basketball wrapping up here today. Hiawatha controls the opening tip, and this championship game is underway. Here is Nelson spinning in the lane, throws up a wild shot, partially blocked, no good, and a rebound for Marysville. Dressman the block and pulling it down. Redhawks showing some pressure here in the full court and causing a deflection and a steal. Darcy Lears coming away with it. Good defense by the Redhawks early. Forcing a turnover. Here is Nelson. Baseline drive cut off at the point. Now gets it back out to Delaney. Right side on the wing. Curls in the lane. Lears sets and fires a three, and it is pure. Darcy Lears from downtown. And Hiawatha takes the early 3-0 lead 45 seconds into the game. Marysville 4 wins and 8 losses this season. Hiawatha in at 6-6. Bulldogs have had some impressive wins here this week to get to this championship game. Reversal of the basketball. O'Neill will fire a three to try to respond. That one is too strong. She fights for her own rebound and fighting with Kent. And it is a jump ball possession arrow. We'll keep it right here with the Bulldogs. Thrown in over the top. Dressman has it into the corner. Long two by Cap is off the heel. Too strong. Tipped in the air a couple of times and out of bounds. And last touch by the Bulldogs. And Hiawatha will get it back. 6:49 to go first quarter. Redhawks 3, Bulldogs nothing. Hiawatha won this tournament a year ago. So looking for back-to-back midseason tournament championships. Here is Nelson at the point. Puts it on the dribble. Spins inside the paint. Kicks it out to Elfner at the point. Right side pass to Delaney. Deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Delaney. And a turnover by the Redhawks. Their first tier of the quarter. We've played 90 seconds of this game so far. Redhawks with a 3-0 lead on a 3-ball by Darcy Lears. Here is Bryn O'Neill with the basketball up top to Rader. Rader was sensational against Jackson Heights on Thursday with 18 points. Here's a pull-up from the right side. Is no good. Tipped in the air. An offensive rebound, though, for Marysville. And then losing it underneath is Cap. And now we get a whistle and a jump ball. And the possession arrow going back to Hiawatha. Here come the Redhawks from left to right. Delaney near side of the floor. Angles back to the middle of the floor. Gets it to Lears right there at the point. Puts it on the dribble. Gets to the free throw line. Kicks it right to Delaney. Steps in for a jump shot. This one no good. Rebound Marysville. Ingles has that one. Hiawatha continuing to show a little bit of pressure in the full court. Right side pass to Dressman. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Skips it left wing. Now in the corner it's Rader for three. That is good. Bella Rader from downtown gets Marysville on the board. A 3-3 tie at 5:40 to go in this first quarter. Here is Abby Elfner right side. Lears gets it up top. Little triple threat position action. Gets it to Elfner in the corner for three, and that's nothing but next. Abby Elfner from downtown, 6'3". Double up here for the Redhawks at 5:25 and counting first quarter. Marysville doing a good job against this early pressure by the Redhawks. Left side pass to Dressman, drives in, kicks it back to Raider. She'll try another one. That is good. Again, Bella Raider from downtown. And she has tied the game. And she has 2 threes here in the first couple of minutes. 6-6 is our score. Here's Elfner, right side on the wing. Back to Lears, high right. Puts it on the dribble, gets in the paint, kicks it underneath to Kent. Kent is tied up, and that's going to be a turnover. A jump ball, possession arrow back to Marysville. Both teams, two early turnovers. We have seen 4 threes. Two by each squad so far, a 6-6 tie. Raider a long pass up the floor, Dressman left wing, good skip right corner to O'Neal. Raider up top, puts it on the dribble, in the lane, shot is blocked. Good defense by Kent, a rebound for Elfner. Long pass to Laney, Lears in the corner left, drives inside, a little euro, gets popped in the face, misses the shot, but will shoot two. And we get our first foul of the game at 4:35 left in this first quarter, and the Marysville foul against Ingles. Darcy Lears will shoot two. She had the game-tying layup on Thursday as time expired to send the game into overtime against Marysville. She misses the first free throw here. And then it was Abby Elfner who had the game-winning three with about 10 seconds left in overtime, which was the difference in that two-point win against St. Mary's. Lears 49% at the line this season, second up and good. So she goes one for two and has 4 points. A 7-6 Hiawatha lead at 4.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Here's Dressman, long pass, deflected in the air, able to gather, dribbles back to the right corner, now to the wing, gets inside, a floater with the right hand off the window with the kiss. Nicely done, Lindsay Dressman. Lost the handle, gets it back, and a high arcing floater is good, and the Bulldogs take the lead 8-7. Clears left side pass in the corner, Delaney, back and forth we go in this opening quarter. Nelson atop for three, that's no good, rebound for Marysville. Ingles gets it off to Raider. Long pass up the floor. This is Fry, who has checked into the game. Now a right wing three is up and no good. Tip near side out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs, and the Redhawks get it back. That was, again, Dalia Fry, who had just checked into the game. Also another sub in for the Bulldogs is Casey Rush, a freshman. A little bit more length in the post, and Rush was very good in the second half against Jackson Heights on Thursday, where she had 7 points and 6 rebounds. 8-7 Bulldogs, 3:45 left here in the first quarter. Elfner from straight on, and she connects on another three. Abby Elfner from downtown, she's got 6, 10-8. Redhawks back in front by 2. Coming up on the final 3.5 minutes left here in this opening quarter. Here's Raider, right side, a deep right wing three. This one too strong, battling for the rebound, taken away by Aubrey Kent. Hiawatha, a two-point lead and the ball, 3:20 to go in this first quarter. Up top to Elfner, looking inside, kicks it left, Delaney now on the wing. They go inside to Lears, turning, facing, a little floater, no good, and a rebound for Marysville. That's Fry. Fry gets it off to Raider. Raider casual, crossing over to her right hand, deflected pass out of bounds by Delaney, into the front court. So the Bulldogs will throw it in far side. 3:02 left first quarter, 10-8, back and forth we go. Redhawks by 2, Bulldogs with the ball. Into the backcourt, Raider going in, getting that ball, gets it right side, across the midcourt line to Dressman. Back up top to Rush, Rush left side pass, it goes to Fry. Raider gets it in the corner, dribbles out of some trouble, up top it goes to O'Neal. O'Neal's caught in a double team, wraps that pass around, now it gets inside, and a floater is up, no good, tipped around a little bit, Delaney has the rebound. After the miss for Hiawatha. Here's Nelson on baseline drive. Skips through a couple defenders. No good on the shot. Tipped in the corner. Lears has it to keep the possession alive. Delaney, a right wing three. This one strong off the heel. No good. And a rebound for Marysville. Good pace here early. Raider with a nice pass up the floor. And the layup is good by Brent O'Neal. Heck of a find by Raider. O'Neal has 2. And we're now tied at 10. They put the score on the wrong team, but Darcy Lears getting inside, had her shot rejected by Dressman. And a 10-10 tie, Marysville getting the ball up the floor with 2 minutes left here in the opening quarter. Here's Raider working inside, zone defense, now lost the handle, picked up, now it's knocked out of bounds far side. And last touch by the Bulldogs, so a turnover. Make it 3 now in the quarter. Grace Winkler checking in here for Marysville. Also, Ingles coming back in. Got a minute 51 left in this first quarter. Also, Aaliyah Contreras has checked in for the Redhawks. Delaney across midcourt, near side, spins away from a defender. That's Cap. Lears left side to Elfner. Back to Lears up top. A 10-10 tie here in the first quarter of this championship game, and Lears a hard drive in the paint, bumped and fouled, and is set to shoot two. The foul against Winkler, who just checked in. Her first team foul number two as Lears back to the line to shoot two more. 4 points here in the first quarter. And her first free throw is too strong. She is now 1 for 3 at the line. She had 18 points, Lears did, in that win over St. Mary's. Mentioned earlier the game-tying layup at the end of regulation to send that game into overtime. Twice now here in the quarter, she's gone 1 for 2 at the line. She's got 5 points. The Redhawks retake the lead. It's 11-10 at 90 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Raider bouncing one left side. Elfner deflecting that one out of bounds. Good defense, but the Bulldogs will keep it. Near sideline in front of the Hiawatha bench. Bulldogs to throw it into the backcourt. Lears coming away with it in a nice steal in anticipation there. Lears a baseline drive. Reverse layup. Good. And the foul. That was all Darcy Lears. The steal, the drive, the scoop, the finish, plus one. 7 points now for Lears in the quarter. A 3-point lead now for Hiawatha at 13-10. 1:22 to go in the quarter. Lears will try for one more. And missing on the free throw attempt. Raider the rebound for Marysville. Walks it up the floor casually herself across the midcourt line, staring down a double team with Contreras and Lears. Right side pass, a three, high arcing on the way, is buried by Lindsay Dressman. And Dressman now quietly with 5 in the quarter, and we're tied at 13 with 1:02 to go in the quarter. Here's Lears spinning around a double team, gets it right side, Delaney, a corner three, book it. Josie Delaney from downtown now in the book, 16-13. High-octane offenses on both sides here in the first 8 minutes. 45 seconds left in this opening quarter. Back and forth we have gone. Here is a whistle and a foul underneath. This will be our first Redhawks foul of the ball game, and it goes against Aubrey Kent, the 5'9 senior forward. Here is a sub coming in for Hiawatha. We'll see Sarah Murphy taking the spot of Kent, who just picked up that foul. Marysville quickly inside on the inbounds pass and a quick tie-up. Good anticipation there by Lears, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Hiawatha. Nicely done by Darcy Lears. So now the Redhawks could play for the final shot if they choose. Under 40 seconds and counting, 16-13 is their lead. Here's Lears, high right on the wing. Bulldogs man-to-man here down the stretch. Contreras now a touch left side. Puts it on the dribble twice, picks it up, long pass inside to Lears, quick touch pass to Delaney, who pulls up from 15, and an out no good, rebound Marysville. 20 seconds now for the Bulldogs, and Raider now will walk it across the timeline. A 16-13 Hiawatha lead, 13 seconds to go on the first. Here's Dressman left side, Raider up top, 10 seconds to work. At the free throw line, it's Cap turning, facing. Now Winkler fires, nearly banks in a right wing three. Offensive rebound is put back up and no good. Still fighting for it, and an and one with 1 second left is up and in by Haley Ingles. Fighting for it inside with Cap, and they had a couple of opportunities there. And a chance to tie the game with a second to go. The free throw is no good by Ingles, and that takes us to the end of what's been a very entertaining first quarter. 8 minutes in of this midseason tournament championship game from the Roundhouse at Hiawatha. Redhawks 16, Bulldogs 15. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tammet, Kirk Kilman with you from the Roundhouse. A special Saturday broadcast here on KNZA High School Basketball, the tournament championship here at the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. Marysville, the first possession here to start the second quarter. They missed a three, deflected out of bounds, but the Bulldogs will keep it. Redhawks leading 16-15. What was a very entertaining first quarter. Both teams hit three threes in the first 8 minutes. Here's a pull-up from the free throw line. It's off the heel strong, tipped around underneath a couple of times. And now a jump ball once again after Ingles snapped the rebound. And the possession arrow will give it back to Hiawatha. The Redhawks get their first possession here of the second quarter. 16-15 is their lead, 25 seconds into this second. Here is Lears right side, who had 7 in the first quarter. Kicks it to Contreras left side, a long 2. In and out, no good. Battling for the rebound is Murphy. And a second chance for Lears. Layup good on the right block. Driving inside, and Lears with 9 in the first half. 18-15, Redhawks by 3. Showing that pressure a little bit backed up. They're in the half court now. Lears a near steal again. Rader bouncing one inside. Short corner left. Ingles a difficult shot. No good. Offensive rebound by Cap and another tie-up. Possession arrow, though, back this way, and we'll stay with Marysville. Left side of the backboard. Cap to throw it in. Over the top it goes to Rader. Right side on the elbow is bumped by Contreras and is fouled. It's on the floor. Just the third Redhawks team foul. Contreras are first. Marysville will throw it in. Maddie Kapp will do the duties there. Right side of her own backboard. Slaps the ball. Throws it into the backcourt. With Rader, and then she put it on the dribble a second time after she had picked it up. That's a double dribble. And a turnover by the Bulldogs. Make it 7 now in the first half for them. A minute gone by in this second quarter. 18-15. Redhawks by 3 with the ball. Elfner right side, Contreras now a touch in the corner. Elfner swings through, no pass there. Lears gets it back up top, hands it off to Delaney, puts it on the dribble, gets in the paint, kicks it right. Contreras for 3 is fouled, and it's good! Contreras, a rare opportunity for a 4-point play. What a shot from the corner by Aaliyah Contreras. The Marysville foul against Dressman, her first, and Contreras buries the 4-3 of the first half for Hiawatha, but she can't capitalize on the 4-point play. Too strong on the free throw attempt. 21-15. Redhawks with their largest lead here in the first half at 6. And a travel is called inside. Being bumped and knocked over is Ingles. Make it 8 turnovers now for the Bulldogs. Quick sub in for Hiawatha. Actually, a couple going to come in. Nelson and Williams will check in. First time we'll see Addison Williams. At 6:35 left in this first half, Redhawks by 6 at 21-15. They led it 16-15 at the end of 1. And a 5-0 start here in this quarter. Here is Nelson, drives in, kicks it left. Delaney, a little ball fake, good extra pass. Williams open for 3, that's good. From the point, a 3-ball by Addison Williams. And another 3. It's now 5 triples in the first half. It is 24-15, Redhawks. Marysville facing kind of their first tough stretch here in this ball game. There's a baseline drive by Dressman. Swings it right side in the corner. Now an entry pass inside and a bump and a foul against Hiawatha here. It'll be team foul number 4. They get Lears with her first. This will be Cap to throw it in. Good start to this quarter. An 8-0 start in this quarter for Hiawatha. Building on this lead early in the second quarter. And now there's a steal driving, and Dressman had it ripped away. Hiawatha pushing the tempo. Lears baseline drive over 2 defenders. Off the window. It is good. And a whistle and a timeout for Marysville. Darcy Lears now with 11, taking control of this game. It's a 10-0 run for the Redhawks to start the second quarter. The 30-second timeout, we'll keep it right here. Timeout's presented by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, Kreischlegels. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Brandon and Kurt with you. Saturday edition of high school basketball here on KNZA. The Hiawatha Girls Invitational Tournament Championship and the Red Hawks on their home floor. Good crowd on hand. How about a 26-15 lead and a 10-0 start here in this second quarter? 5:39 to go until halftime, and Marysville, best described here, is kind of their toughest portion of the game so far, dealing with some adversity. Let's see if that timeout will help the Bulldogs here as they come out of the timeout with the basketball, now down 11. Here is Dressman left side. Raider gets it up top. Hiawatha out of the timeout in a 2-3 zone. Raiders pass is intercepted. Lears picking it off like a defensive back, and she goes coast to coast. 13 in the first half, and that's the lead for Hiawatha. 28-15. Not quite 3 minutes into the second quarter. A dominant start. And now Marysville is going to lose the handle here near side. It's another jump ball. Possession arrow back to the Red Hawks. Turnovers now piling up for the Bulldogs here in the first half. Hiawatha on an absolute scorching run. A 12-0 start here in this quarter. And what was a 16-15 lead at the end of one is now 28-15, 3 minutes into this period. Lears, another drive, another floater. This time it's no good. Almost got her own rebound. And we get a whistle and a foul. It was collected there by O'Neill for Marysville. This will be a Red Hawks foul. And they get Kenzie Nelson with her first. Team foul number 5. And the Bulldogs, after a good quarter offensively for them, get something going. They have been held scoreless here so far, 3-plus minutes into this second. Raider drives, kicks it right. Here's a long two by Spurgeon, is no good. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. Fry couldn't grab the handle here near side, and it goes back to Hiawatha. 4:43, clock moving, second quarter. Red Hawks in control a little bit here. 28-15 is their lead. Here's Delaney, bumped up. Back to the right wing. Up top it goes to Elfner. Lears posting inside. A little shimmy. Gets around a defender. Left the shot short. And a rebound for Dressman. Now the Bulldogs bring it back from right to left. Raider far side of the floor. Splits a couple defenders. Darts a pass inside. Scoop shot no good. A whistle and a foul. Free throws coming up here for Lindsey Dressman to try to get the Bulldogs on the board here in the second quarter. As Nelson picks up her second foul. Team foul number 6. So the rest of the half, Marysville will be in the bonus. This is Dressman, who has 5 points, 3 rebounds here in the first half. She had 8 points and 6 boards in that win over Jackson Heights on Thursday. And her first free throw is good. And finally, that stops the 12-0 run here in the quarter by Hiawatha. Makes it 28-16. And the second, in and out, no good. And we had an inadvertent buzzer there go off. And it will be Hiawatha basketball. So a 1-for-2 trip there at the line for Dressman. 28-16, Red Hawks by 12 at 4:20 to go in the half. Here's Delaney from left to right, just crossing the timeline. Man-to-man defense here by the Bulldogs. Right side pass, it goes to Williams on the wing. Up top it goes. Now Delaney coming back and getting it from Kent. Williams, another touch. They're trying to find Elfner inside posting, but a good job by Raider fronting. Certainly a mismatch inside when you look at the height differential as they're trying to get it inside, but Lears looks it right. Williams now has it on the right wing. Elfner now coming out and getting it at the point. Here's Lears now having the possession with one dribble up top. Delaney thought about a three, turns it down. Williams getting it right back on the wing. Up top it goes to Kent, left side to Delaney. A lengthy possession here for the Red Hawks in control in this second quarter, leading by 12 at 3.5 minutes to go. Here's Williams once again up top to Elfner. Head coach Brady Jasper calling out some signals. They set it up for Delaney up top. Right side to Williams once again. Puts it on the dribble towards the point. Now Elfner reversing it. And finally a pass that's thrown too strong and out of bounds and a turnover. A lengthy possession comes up empty there for the Red Hawks. Bulldogs get it back at under 3:20 to go. Trailing here shot is up and good, and the foul as we welcome you back. And an and one here for Marysville. That one is good by Tressman. The Hiawatha foul, that's going to go against Kent. That is her second, and the free throw no good. Marysville, they've shot themselves in the foot here a little bit in this first half. Missing some opportunities at the line. So it's a 10-point game now. Lears will try a three. That one is no good. Raider the rebound and trying to get it back to within 10. Or correction, within single digits here. And here's a shot from the left corner that's good. It's a long two by Fry. Marysville creeping back a little bit. Down 8, 28-20. Back-to-back buckets for the Bulldogs. 2:20 to go in this first half. Redhawks began the second quarter on a 12-0 run. Elfner will try a long three. This one in and out, no good. A rebound for Marysville. Dressman has it. Raider up the floor, left side to Fry, and she's called for a travel. Contreras back in for Hiawatha, taking the spot of Aubrey Kent, and a whistle and a timeout. We'll step aside as well. 2:06 left first half, 28-20, Redhawks 8. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, late second quarter, Redhawks 28, Bulldogs 20. Hiawatha Girls Invitational Tournament Championship today here at Hiawatha High School inside the roundhouse. Redhawks with the ball, now under 2 minutes to go with the 8-point lead. Lears driving inside, her pass knocked away, gets it back to Contreras in the corner. Here's Williams back to Contreras. They leave her open for three, not there this time, and a rebound for Raider. Raider gets it up the floor quickly. Here's Dressman. Back to Dressman here inside. A lot of bodies hit the floor. Dressman shot no good. Offensive rebound up and in by Haley Ingles and the foul. And just like that, the Bulldogs back to within six. And the Hiawatha foul against Contreras are seconds. And a chance at three here with 91 seconds to go until halftime. And the free throw is good by Ingles. 5 first half points for her, makes it 28-23. Now under 90 seconds to go in this first half. Contreras will drive, throws up a shot. It was knocked out of bounds, and then she tried to save it when she shouldn't have and touched it last and turns it over. 4 first half turnovers for the Redhawks. So now the momentum has swung back to Marysville at 1:15 to go in the half. They were down by as many as 13, and now they're back to within 5, and a shot is up no good by Raider. Chasing it down is Williams, and is bumped and fouled by Raider. So Raider picks up the foul. That is her first. Team foul number 5. Cap checks back in here for the Bulldogs. The second quarter, it's been a game of runs. First quarter was back and forth. It was 16-15 Hiawatha. And the Redhawks came out scorching in the first 3 minutes of this quarter, scoring the first 12. Now Contreras will fire a three, and this time connects. Her second three of the first half, and a big shot for the Redhawks makes it 31-23 at 43 seconds to go. And a whistle and a foul at the free throw line. It stops the clock at 40 seconds to go. They get the foul here on Williams. That is her first team foul, number 9. So free throws here for Cap. And she misses the front end of the 1-1. And a rebound for Elfner. Let's see if the Redhawks want to play for the final shot. 30 seconds to go, 31-23. They're up by 8 with the ball. Here's Contreras at the point, right side to Williams. Now 20 seconds to go up top. Now with Elfner, left side. This is Contreras, thought about a 3. The fans wanted her to put it up. She did not. Good call. Take the time off and play for the final shot here. Here's Delaney at the point, right side to Lear. 6 seconds, fires a 3. Good. Darcy Lear's canning a triple. How about 16 in the first half? 34-23, and a heck of an end there for the final couple minutes by the Redhawks. The Bulldogs had creeped back to within 5, but that was as close as they had gotten the second quarter, and the Redhawks blow it back up to 34-23 here at halftime. Our halftime show is next. It is presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. And if you want the best, get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton. That is on Highway 16. Brandon and Kurt with you halfway down. We got halfway to go. It's the Redhawks 34, Bulldogs 23. We'll break it down for you when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy 4 at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Strong first half for Hiawatha here today in their midseason tournament championship game, taking on Marysville. The Bulldogs, again, right in this game about midway through that second quarter, had a nice run. But really this entire second quarter was about runs. So it was back and forth in the first quarter. Hiawatha had a one-point lead at 16-15. Both teams very efficient offensively. But the Redhawks came out in the second quarter, scored the first 12 of the second quarter. Quick timeout for Marysville. But the Bulldogs came back, got back to within five. They went on an 8-0 run themselves. But then Hiawatha closed that second quarter with back-to-back threes, the final 6 points, and a 34-23 halftime lead right now for the Redhawks as they are trying to win their home tournament here for a second consecutive year. Brandon, Kurt with you. Appreciate everyone, all of our sponsors helping us out here as the midseason tournament's coming down the home stretch here, closing out today. But let's see, 24 of the 34 Hiawatha points from behind the arc. They hit 8 threes in the first half. Marysville did not hit a three in the second quarter after hitting 3 threes in the first quarter. And it was the Darcy Lear show for Hiawatha. 16 points in the first half, couple of threes. She had a rebound. They also got 6 apiece from Abby Elfner. Also, Aaliyah Contreras, who came in off the bench and had a couple of threes. Josie Delaney had 3 in the first half. So did Addison Williams. The scoring here for Marysville, you got 8 from Lindsay Dressman. Had a couple of and ones, including a 3. Bella Rader had 6 on a couple of threes. They also got 5 from Haley Ingalls. 2 apiece from Dalia Fry and also Bryn O'Neill. Now, the Bulldogs, surprisingly enough, out-rebounding the Redhawks 20-8. That is a pretty big gap when you're talking about the rebound advantage, as Marysville has that advantage right now in the first half at 20-8. But they've also turned it over 12 times. Redhawks have turned it over just 4 times. So the Redhawks are taking care of the basketball, no doubt. They're hitting their shots from the outside. Both teams actually 2 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. So a little bit of a struggle there for both teams. But right now the difference really in the game is turnovers for the Bulldogs and the ability to hit the outside shot right now for Hiawatha as they drilled 8 threes in the first half, 24 of their 34 points behind the three-point line. Redhawks leading at 34-23 at the half. We'll step aside, take another timeout, and we'll have more right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April. So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. Located south on Last Chance Road in Troy, call them at 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our halftime show again presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon Tadman, Kirk Hillman with you on a special Saturday edition of High School Hoops here on KNZA. It's the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Tournament Championship today. And the host Red Hawks leading Marysville 34-23 as we are just a quick moment away from the start of the second half. The other two games from this tournament, a couple consolation games earlier today. It was Jackson Heights, a 60-54 win earlier this morning against St. Joseph Lafayette. So Cobras bounce back after their semifinal loss to Marysville with a nice win. That's number 10 for them on the year. And then it was St. Mary's defeating Concordia in the game prior to this one. That final was 58-45. Well, the first half, it was split a little bit. First quarter, back and forth. Both teams with each other the whole way. It was a one-point Hiawatha lead. The second quarter was a game of runs. Red Hawks had two runs compared to Marysville's one. That's the difference here outside of turnovers and three-point shooting, which was also kind of a big key for the Red Hawks to have this 34-23 lead in the first half. Eight threes by Hiawatha in the first half compared to just three for the Bulldogs. We're back to it. A tournament champion's going to be crowned. Two more quarters to go. The Bulldogs from left to right here in the second half, and we are underway. Raider had the first touch. O'Neal now gets it back to Raider in the right corner. Hiawatha going with a zone defense here to start. Lears almost coming away with another steal, but gets into the corner with Raider. Long pass up top. It goes to Dressman. A deep three rattles in. Lindsay Dressman, her second triple. She's got 11, and a good start here for the Bulldogs. They get back to within 8 at 34-26 on their 4-3 of the ball game. Here is the first possession for Hiawatha in the third quarter. Delaney, right side on the wing, hands it off to Lears right there. Lears puts it on the dribble towards the corner, stopped right there, gets it back to Delaney, high right. They go a little back and forth. Now Lears, once again, kicks it left. This is Nelson who curls in the paint, throws up a wild shot, no good. And a rebound for Marysville, and a bump and a foul is going to go against Hiawatha as they get Kent with her third and the first foul on either side here in the second half. So a good start for the Bulldogs. They hit a three on their first possession, come back, get a stop. They're within eight. They get the ball back. 34-26 is the score. Lears so aggressive, trying to get those steals at the point, unable to get one there. O'Neal bouncing one to Raider in the right corner, who fires and connects. Nothing but nylon, a three by Raider. Her third triple, and the fifth for Marysville here in the game. Just like that, a five-point game, 34-29. The game of runs continues from the second quarter. Now it's Marysville on a little bit of a run to start the quarter. Here's Elfner at the point, right side to Lears, a little hezzy. And now drives, puts up a shot, draws the foul, will shoot two. At 6:22 to go in the third quarter, and what is now a 34-29 Red Hawks lead. The foul on Marysville against Maddie Kapp, that is her first. And Lears, who had a very impressive first half with 16 points, make it 17 now as she connects on the first free throw. 35-29, 6:22 left third quarter. Hiawatha won this tournament a year ago, trying to win it for a second consecutive season. Two for two trip there for Lears. She's got 18. 36-29. Here's Raider. Nearly got away with a walk. Gets it across the midcourt line. Gets it back. Inside it goes. Cap turning. And gets it back at the point. And tips by Lears, and she comes away with a steal. Lears coast to coast. Layup. Trickles out. No good. And it's out of bounds, last touch by the Bulldogs, so the Red Hawks fortunate. They're going to get that possession back. Should have been one, and Lears knows it. But an opportunity here with the ball back. 2 minutes in, six to go here, quarter number three. Left corner it goes to Kent. Now Delaney inside to Lears, back to the bucket, turns, kicks it right. Nelson a three, this one no good, and a rebound for Raider. Here's Raider pushing the tempo. gets inside the three-point line, kicks it back out, left corner three, Dressman, an air ball, and a rebound for Elfner. Now Delaney pushing the tempo with a little bit of pace. Lear stopping on a dime for three. This one no good. Tipped in the air. Delaney gets the offensive rebound and a second possession here. Redhawks have it. Here's Elfner to the elbow. Stops there. Kicks it right into the corner with Delaney. Back up top to Lears. 36-29. The Redhawks lead at 5:22 to go in this third quarter. Delaney inside. Kicks it to Elfner. Pulls up a tough shot. It's blocked. And a rebound for Marysville. Good defense there by the Bulldogs. Long pass up the floor. Here is O'Neal. Stops on the right wing. Gets a pass to the free throw line. This is Cap. Back up top. They get it left side. This is Dressman. Dressman back to Raider for a deep three, and that one is good. 12 points and four threes for Bella Raider, and a four-point lead now for the Redhawks. 36-32, the Bulldogs clawing back. Lears tried to answer, no good, and a rebound for O'Neal. 4:42, clock moving, third quarter. The Bulldogs right back in this one. Good pass inside. Cap blocked at the rim by Elfner, and a rebound for Lears. Great defense by Abby Elfner. Here's Lears driving, kicks right. Now in the corner it goes. It's Nelson. Nelson turns, gets to the elbow, back to the basket. Hand off. It's a sweep by Lears, dumping it inside. Kent, good extra pass. Top of the key. Delaney for three. Too strong. And a rebound for Marysville. Good ball movement there. Just can't connect on a wide open straight on three. Raider, a heat check, a right wing three. Not there this time. Battle for the rebound. Hiawatha has it. Good pace here. Halfway down, halfway to go in quarter number three. 36-32. The Redhawks lead it by four. Here is Delaney with the basketball, working around a defender. That's O'Neal. Up top to Lears. Right elbow, it's Elfner. Back to the basket. Steps back out behind the three-point line. Hands it off to Lears. Little hesitation, dribble, drives in, layup off the window. Darcy Lears now make it 20 in the game. It's a six-point lead, 38-32, at 3.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here's Raider, bouncing one right. O'Neal back to Raider up top. Finds the cutting Dressman, gets inside, floater short. Gets her own rebound and kicks it back out. Second chance opportunity, but a double dribble is called against Brent O'Neal. Make it 14 turnovers by the Bulldogs. Contreras in on the dead ball there. Contreras taking the spots of Kenzie Nelson. Also, Grace Winkler has checked in for the Bulldogs. Under 3:20 to go in this third quarter. It's a 38-32 Redhawks lead. They have the ball up top with Elfner. One dribble right. Gets it to Lears on the wing. Elfner sets a ball screen. Lears curls. Fires one in the lane. Off the rim. Rims out no good. Rebound Marysville. Gets it off to Raider. Long pass. Deep right into the corner. It goes to O'Neal. Bouncing it high right. Back to Raider. Up top it goes to Winkler. Left side in the corner. This is Fry. A three. It is an air ball. And a rebound for Delaney. 38-32 our score. Redhawks by six with the ball. 2:45 to go in this third quarter. Here is Lears up top. Closer to the midcourt line than the top of the key. Delaney high left. Now Elfner at the point. Looks right. They set it up for Lears on the wing. Good close out there by Winkler. Man-to-man defense here by the Bulldogs. Contreras gets a touch at the point. Little triple threat. Swings it through. Gets in the lane. Beautiful bounce pass inside, but missing the layup is Aubrey Kent. Million-dollar move with the 10-cent finish and a rebound for Spurgeon. Under 2:15 left, third quarter. 38-32, Redhawks by six. Bulldogs trying to get a little bit closer. And Raiders pass sails out of bounds at another Bulldogs turnover. Hiawatha getting it back. They go from right to left here in the second half. Act like you were turning us down on your radio dial, but don't do that. We want to keep it up, no doubt. Well, looks to be a good finish down the stretch. Under 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. A six-point lead for Hiawatha. 38-32. Delaney at the point. Back to the bucket. Gets it off to Lears. Curls in the paint. Contreras up top. Lears hit the floor. Gets up a little bit slow. And Contreras has to pick it up. Gets it to the left elbow with Kent. Back up top to Delaney. Now Contreras again. Good hard man-to-man defense here by Fry. Up top it goes. Here is Kent. Left side to Lears. 90 seconds left in the third. And driving is Lears. She is bumped and fouled. Winkler picks it up her second. And just the second team foul of the second half of the Bulldogs. Only three total fouls have been called here so far in the third quarter. Here's Delaney, gets by a defender, O'Neal, shot is up, no good, rebound for Bella Raider. Bulldogs still down six, 38-32 at 80 seconds to go in the quarter. Here is O'Neal, right side into the corner with Raider, gets around Elfner, pulls up from 10, and counts it, and the foul was taken down from behind, able to actually keep her footing, but a difficult finish by Bella Raider, and she's now got 14 and a chance for one more. Makes it 38-34 to 1:14 left in the quarter. Subs in on both sides. Gretzman back in for the Bulldogs. Nelson back in for the Redhawks. And also Rush is in for Marysville. How about Bella Raider? 14 points. That was her first bucket. That was not a three. She misses the free throw, though. And Elfner gets the rebound. 38-34 Redhawks. 65 seconds left in the third quarter. Addison Williams, who also just checked in, had her first touch on this possession. Left side it goes to Lears on the wing, to the elbow, back to Delaney. Williams has it now on the right wing. Holds it high, now down at the hip. Up top it goes to Elfner. Delaney has it now left wing. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. See how they want to utilize this final stretch of this frame. Delaney up top it goes. This is Nelson facing the bucket. Right side to Lears. Open set for three. This is too strong, no good. And a rebound chased down by O'Neal. And now the Bulldogs can play for the final shot with 30 seconds to go. Raider bouncing one high right. O'Neal had it knocked away by Delaney. Couple bodies hit the floor. The Bulldogs turnover. Taken away by Delaney with 20 seconds to go. Here's Lears in the left corner. Backs it out to the point. They'll reset. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. 38-34. It's been a good one here in this championship game. Lears will drive. Shot is blocked at the rim by Dressman. And the rebound for O'Neal. 3 seconds to go. O'Neal across midcourt. Gets it up the floor. Shot is up. No good. I don't think it was even off in time, but that takes us regardless to the fourth quarter. How about it here? Redhawks 38, Bulldogs 34. A midseason tournament championship is on the line. We'll step aside. 8 more minutes coming your way next here on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A tournament champion crowned here today at Hiawatha High School, the Girls Invitational Tournament. It's the Redhawks and the Bulldogs, and we start the fourth quarter with the Redhawks leading by four with the ball. 38-34 on the scoreboard. Here is Lears up top with it. Low dribbles, crossing over to her right, goes in that direction, hands it off to Williams. A little three-man weave action. Delaney gets inside, floats one up. It is good. A little kiss off the window for Josie Delaney, who now has five. A 40-34 Redhawks lead. They score the first point of the fourth and final quarter. Good crowd here, especially the student section showing up loud here for the Lady Redhawks today. Good entry pass, but missing a layup inside. No good. Elfner the rebound. Missed opportunity there for the Bulldogs. That was Rush, who wished probably she had that one back. Here's Nelson at the free throw line. Kicks it right to the wing. Now Lears working to the point, and now head coach Brady Jasper, I think, well, looked like maybe a timeout, but a stoppage of play. Not sure what the stoppage was for, but nonetheless, Hiawatha will just throw it back in. And Delaney gets it into Elfner, and now Elfner throws it towards Lears, and Lears was not ready, and it's a turnover. Well, that was certainly kind of an interesting situation, and ultimately the Redhawks turn it over, just their fifth turnovers, so they have been very good protecting the ball here tonight. Quick sub back in for the Bulldogs as Ingles will check back in. And the freshman Rush will take a seat. Not quite a minute into this fourth quarter. It's a Red Hawks 6-point lead at 40-34, and there's another steal by Lears. Lears, beautiful pass. Williams, a little 2-on-1 break is good. Take away the 3-on-2, give me the 2-on-1, and Williams finishing with 5. 42-34 Red Hawks, and they nearly forced a steal in the press, but a foul called against the Red Hawks, and Williams, who just had that bucket, picks up her second. Team foul number 3, so there's just 5 total fouls here in the second half, so both teams have plenty to give in that category. We'll see how that's kind of utilized and how the game is officiated here down the home stretch. And a travel is called as Marysville just got it into Raider, shuffled the feet just enough. And another turnover, make it 18 in the game, which has been a killer this afternoon for the Bulldogs. Red Hawks get it back, leading 42-34 at 6:42 to go in this game. Here's Delaney working around a screen, now backs it up. Left side on the wing, skips it right wing. It's Delaney to Lears, and then Lears had it knocked away, and it's a jump ball. Good defense by Cap, and that will force a turnover. Possession arrow back to Marysville. Good defense there by the senior, Maddie Cap. Bryn O'Neill's going to check back in, the senior guard for the Bulldogs. Good minutes produced there by Fry. And now a timeout, a full is called by Brady Jasper, Red Hawks head coach. We've played 90 seconds of the fourth quarter. We got 6.5 to go. Red Hawks 42, Bulldogs 34. Tournament championship is on the line. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the Fender Mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back to it out of the timeout. Marysville having to deal with some full court pressure by Hiawatha, but they break it here. Nicely done. They get into the front court and they settle in 5-on-5. Here's Bella Rader with the basketball. They get a pass inside. Too easy. Layup good. Haley Ingles now with 7. Her first 2 of the second half makes it 42-36. It's 6:10 to go. Here's Delaney. Left side dribbling in front of her own bench. Gets it back to the point. Curls it around the arc. Hands it off on the right wing to Nelson. Nelson gets to the elbow, drops it inside, throws it off a defender out of bounds. Last touch by O'Neill, and the Red Hawks will keep it. Now 5:57 left. Well, it's been a good game here today, no doubt about it. We've had multiple runs by both teams after a very competitive and back-and-forth first quarter. Really, well, it's been kind of expected here today. Here's a deflected pass. Williams chasing it to mid-court, and it's out of bounds and forcing a turnover there. Was Dressman. Good defense that time by the Bulldogs. Red Hawks now 3 turnovers here in the second half, 7 in the game. 42-36, Bulldogs down 6, can get a little bit closer. Lears trying to force another steal, and she draws the tie-up and will force the turnover. The possession arrow back to Hiawatha. I don't think there's a better defender individually in this conference. And when I say this conference, I mean the Big 7. And Darcy Lears here for Hiawatha, averaging nearly 5 steals a game, probably has the most active hands in the league, just constantly in the passing lanes. Big possession to get back. Lears has it, right side on the wing. Her team up 42-36 with 5:10 to go in the game, trying to win their home tournament for a second consecutive season. Up top at the point, this is Nelson. Nobody closing out on her. She backs it up with a few dribbles near midcourt, calling for Delaney to come get it, and does so right there. Here is Addison Williams with the basketball. Up top it goes. This is Nelson. Turns down a three, right side to Delaney. Now under 5 minutes to go in the game. Redhawks by six with the ball. Now Williams to touch. A lot of perimeter passing. Elfner gets it in between the rings out high. Right side pass to Lears on the wing. Holding it at the left hip. Back to the bucket. Gets it off to Delaney. Delaney now waist side dribbles with the right hand. Goes right. Kicks it back up top to Lears. Marysville fans with a nice clap here. Encouraging that pressure defense up top. And there's a bump and a foul on Maddie Kapp. That is her second. And team foul number three. Down to 4:24 left in the game. 42-36. Redhawks continuing the possession here in that six-point advantage. Delaney going to get it into the backcourt. Walks it across the timeline casually. Left side to Lears. Stands on the wing. Up top it goes to Nelson. Facing the basket. Right side pass to Delaney. Delaney looking inside. They want Elfner, but good front side defense by Raider. And the Marysville fans clapping here for a defensive stop. Can they get it? We're halfway in. We got halfway to go in the fourth quarter, and what's a six-point game? Nelson has it. Up top, right side it goes. This is Williams. Williams puts it on the dribble, gets to the elbow, kicks it back to Lears up top, who then hands it right there to Delaney. And then a whistle and a foul. Bumped again, this time by O'Neill. Her first, team foul number four. Stops the clock at 3:50. Correction, the foul there on O'Neill. No, I was right. First foul. Thought it was her second. It was not. But it is team foul number four. So the possession continues here for the Redhawks. It's been a long one so far. Delaney nearly lost it across midcourt, but able to gather. Started by O'Neill. Right side to Lears under 3:40 left. Here's Elfner on the right corner. Lost it. Raider trying to force a steal, but Lears has it. Nice skip to Williams, left wing, ball fake, steps inside, kicks it back left wing. Here's Delaney, now Williams back in the left corner. Back up top, it goes to Hiawatha, continuing to run some clock here on this possession. Can they come away with some points? Be absolutely huge, a lengthy possession indeed. Elfner inside on the block, turns, fires, shot is no good. Tipped around, chasing it in the corner, O'Neill has it, and finally a lengthy possession comes up empty for Hiawatha. 3 minutes to go in this game. Marysville down six with the ball. Raider, a straight on three. Good! Bella Raider from downtown make it 17 and five triples. And it's a three-point lead, 42-39 at 2:48 to go. We had two fantastic games on Thursday. Why not the championship have a fantastic finish as well? O'Neill trying to force a steal, but she's going to get called for a foul. Delaney slow to get up on the right wing. Appears to be okay. They'll get O'Neill with her second foul, team foul number five. So one more foul to give for the Bulldogs. Delaney gets the inbounds pass. Williams has it, curling back to the point. Hands it off to Lears. Straight up top, 2:25 to go in the game. 42-39, Redhawks by three with the ball. Lears drive, shot is blocked, but a foul. Good defense by Lindsay Dressman. They'll get her with the body. She got all ball with the hand, but there was body contact. She'll pick up her second, and team foul number six, and Lears will shoot two. Big free throws for Darcy Lears. And the first one too strong. Lears leading all scorers today with 20. Her team holding on to a three-point lead, 42-39 at 2:20 to go. Staggered feet. Shot is on the way. Short. She missed them both, and a rebound for Marysville. A three would tie the game. Dressman working far sideline, bouncing it to O'Neill in the corner. Raider high left. 2:13 clock moving fourth quarter. Bulldogs with it, trailing 42-39. If you can hear the crowd behind me, they are getting into it for sure as this one's coming down the home stretch. Ingles inside on the block. Raider a three for the tie. It is good. Bella Raider now 20 points and six triples. A 42-42 tie with a 1:50 to go. What a game. Lears with it. Left side on the wing. curls, gets in the lane, dumps one into Williams, back up top to Delaney, gets to the free throw line, and a whistle and a timeout. Brady Jasper wants it. Marysville the momentum. A tie game with 97 seconds to go. It is a full. We'll step aside. Hang with us, folks. We're tied with a 1:37 to go. Tournament title on the line. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April. So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. Located south on Last Chance Road in Troy. Call them at 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A championship game coming down the home stretch. A 42-42 tie with a minute 37 to go in the game. Hiawatha with the basketball, working from right to left. It's Delaney down the middle, angles to the right, gets on the wing, guarded heavily by O'Neal. Elfner up top, left side to Lears. 125 and counting, we're tied. Lears, a drive, shot, no good, it was blocked by Dressman. Dressman gets the rebound, and the Bulldogs can take the lead. 1:15 to go, we're tied at 42. Raider's been sensational today, 6 threes and 20 points. She has it high right. Zone defense by the Redhawks, gets inside the cap. Gets it off to Dressman. Bounces it back up top left. Dumping a pass inside. This is Ingles. A whistle and a foul on the block. This will go against Hiawatha with a minute to go. Just the fourth team foul. So they still got some fouls to give. Nelson picks it up. That's her third. The Marysville to throw it in over the top. Dressman with a nice catch deep behind the three-point line. Gets it off to Raider, high right. 53 seconds and counting. A tie game and a tournament championship on the line. Here is Dressman left side. Kicks it off to Raider up top. Wants to step back. Kicks it to O'Neal right. Right back to Raider on the wing. Works it to the point. 40 seconds to go. O'Neal, a pass inside. Cap, Raider, straight on for three. Not this time off the rim. Offensive rebound is no good. Another Marysville rebound. It's kicked around. Ball's on the deck. And a jump ball is called. It'll stay with Marysville with 30 seconds left. Wow. Boy, this place got so quiet when Raider put up that three. And she was on target, but just a bit short. And a whistle and a timeout for Ben Wurtenberger. Head coach for Marysville wants to dial something up. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Might as well. 30 seconds left. A 42-42 tie. What's going to happen? Well, come back right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Here we go, 30 seconds left, a 42-42 tie. Marysville underneath their own bucket, tossing it into the backcourt with Raider. Right side it goes to Dressman. Right there, O'Neal now on the wing. 22 seconds, Raider has it in the corner. Bouncing one inside. This is Ingles, turns, fires, missing the shot. Battle for the rebound. And Lears had it and is fouled from behind. Darcy Lears with a big-time defensive rebound. And a foul against Marysville. It is number 7, so it's a 1-1. Dressman picks up her third, and Lears with a chance to give her team the lead with 16 seconds left. She has been rather up and down at the free throw line here tonight, so can make up for it here with a 1-1. First on the way. Off the rim, no good. Battle for it underneath. Somehow Lears got her own rebound, and a timeout for Hiawatha. How is that even possible? Marysville should have had the miss, but somehow Lears fighting for it underneath, saving it inbounds, and a timeout was called. It's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. So now the Redhawks will have it underneath their own bucket with 12.2 seconds to go and a chance to win this game. Man, if you can feel the intensity in the crowd behind me, if you can, I apologize. If you can, you know. It's a great crowd, always is. Both fan bases showing up strong today for this tournament championship. Redhawks trying to win it for a second straight year on their home floor, and they can do it potentially in game-winning fashion here. What does eighth-year head coach Brady Jasper draw up out of the timeout? Elfner, Lears, Nelson, Kent, and Delaney. Or correction, it is Nelson and also Williams. Lears to throw it in. 10 seconds to go. Williams getting it up top. Had it knocked away. It's at midcourt. Williams gets it back. 5 seconds to go. Elfner on the left corner. Skips it to Nelson. Drives in. It's fouled. The shot went in. A foul is on the floor. The time ran out. This is going to be a 1-1 here for Kenzie Nelson. They're going to put some time back on the clock. The foul is on the floor. It's team foul number 8. How much time do they put on the clock? There can't be more than a couple of seconds. Kenzie Nelson a chance potentially to win this game for the Redhawks at the free throw line. This place erupted when that went in, but it was on the floor. The whistle was blown, and we're waiting to see how much time they put back on the clock. The foul was on, I want to double check, make sure. So it is a 1-1. Don't know who the foul was on. They put just 1 second on the clock. So there is 1 second. Kenzie Nelson, who has not scored tonight, is a 60% free throw shooter. And Marysville is going to call a timeout. Holy guacamole. We'll keep it right here. Kenzie Nelson, the 5'5 freshman, a chance to win this game at the free throw line. They didn't put up who the foul was on, so unsure who that foul was on. There was a couple of white jerseys surrounding Nelson on that drive. Man, what a game this has been. Both teams fighting super hard here. And this tournament championship, and Kenzie Nelson, it all comes down to you. And this is a 1-1 again. So if you miss, more likely than not, there's, again, just 1 second to go. A miss, you probably send this game to overtime. But if you make it, could essentially be the game winner. Out of the timeout. 1 second left. 42-42 tie. Kenzie Nelson steps up to the free throw line. You will be able to tell, I'm sure, by the reaction behind me. Three dribbles. Nelson fires. Good. Kenzie Nelson drills the free throw, gets the bonus, and the Redhawks lead it by one with 1 second to go. Now I wonder if you missed it on purpose. Let's see. And she fires it. No good. Lear somehow got the rebound, and that's going to do it. all you needed was one from Kenzie Nelson, and it wins the game for the Redhawks and the tournament championship for a second consecutive season. How about it, folks? The game-winning shot from Kenzie Nelson at the free throw line, and the Hiawatha Redhawks win their midseason tournament for a second consecutive season, 43-42, the final over Marysville. A lot to digest. We'll talk about it when we come back. Our postgame show is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. The game-winning shot from Kenzie Nelson at the free throw line. The Redhawks win it 43-42. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the Fender Mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, a chance to kind of settle back and digest what we witnessed here today. A fantastic game. So many great games in this tournament from the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Tournament here in 2023. And for a second time in as many years, the Redhawks win their home Invitational Tournament. They beat Marysville here today in the championship game, 43-42. Fantastic, thrilling, so many ways you can describe it. The ultimate game winner, Kenzie Nelson, the freshman who had not scored the entire game, fouled with a second to go. A one-and-one situation. She buries the first free throw, missing the second, but that didn't matter. Not any time left for Marysville. And that one free throw, a game-changing play, and what turned out to be the difference in a Hiawatha victory. So the Redhawks get to 7-6 overall. After winning this one here today, Marysville, who played such a great tournament, they dropped to 4-9, and they got nothing to hang their hat on after a win over a very good Jackson Heights team on Thursday to get to this ball game here today. Celebration continues. Let's run through some of the stats in this game. It's brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Ondler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff have you there. Again, Hiawatha wins at 43-42. Redhawks were led. Another sensational game tonight for Darcy Lear. She had 20 points and 5 rebounds in just what was, again, an overall great game. She was a menace on defense, multiple steals, multiple deflections, but that's business per usual for the 5'8 senior Darcy Lears. Outside of that, 6 points a pop for Aaliyah Contreras and Abby Elfner. Josie Delaney had 5, and Kenzie Nelson, again, the 1 point, but the biggest point of the game, the final shots, a free throw with a second to go to win the game for the Redhawks. Bulldogs had 2 players in double figures, and boy, Bella Rader, don't know what you can really say about her. Saw her bust out 18 points in that win over Jackson Heights. She hits 6 threes tonight, finishes with 20. Heart and soul down the stretch, keeping the Bulldogs alive, but just not enough. But a great game for Bella Rader. 20 points and 6 rebounds. She hit 6 threes in the game. Lindsey Dressman had a near double-double, 11 points and 9 rebounds. She also was good from behind the arc, hitting 2 threes. 7 points and 7 rebounds for Haley Ingalls. And then 2 points a pop from Brent O'Neill and Dalia Fry. Bulldogs did not help themselves with turnovers. They finished with 19 in the game. Hiawatha was very good in that department, finishing with only 7 turnovers. Crazy to think, Bulldogs had the huge advantage in the rebound numbers today. Bulldogs had 35 rebounds. The Redhawks had just 18. But again, didn't matter. Redhawks win the game. Both teams had their struggles from the free throw line as well. Bulldogs 2 of 7, and Marysville shot just 1 free throw in the second half. Redhawks, by the way, they go 5 of 13 at the line. Both teams end up with 8 three-pointers made. Crazy thing is, for Hiawatha, all 8 of those were hit in the first half. So they do not hit a 3 in the second half. Both teams drain 8 threes in this game. But the difference, again, the lone free throw by the freshman, Kenzie Nelson, as her 1 point tonight was the difference. With 1 second to go, she hits a free throw. That wins the tournament championship for the Hiawatha Redhawks. 43-42, the final over Marysville. Now time to announce our player to bank on. It's our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And again, saw 2 great games for Darcy Lears, including on Thursday, the win against St. Mary's in overtime, and then coming back today with 20 points, majority of those in the first half. But again, 5 rebounds, active hands, multiple steals, heart and soul today. Outside of Nelson hitting the game-winning free throw, but Darcy Lears, I think she's got to be our player of the game. Our player to bank on, it's Darcy Lears. 20 points, 5 rebounds, deflected passes everywhere, multiple steals. Darcy Lears, that player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I want to thank everyone for helping us out this week, all of our board ops, everyone throughout all the broadcasts this week, whether it was the midseason tournaments, whether it was last night at Sabetha on the Sabetha channel. It's been a fun week, but now we finally get back to the grind next week. Midseason tournaments are wrapping up today. We've got a few other teams in action later on. Nemaha Central, Jeff West girls playing at the Top Gun tournament at Wellsville. You have the Jefferson County North girls tournament, that championship later on today with Perry LeCompton and ACCHS. So still some great basketball in the area. And I don't know if you can find a game more thrilling than what we had here today, as Hiawatha wins their tournament for a second consecutive season, beating Marysville in the championship game 43-42. For Kirk Hillman in studio, I'm Brandon Salmon. Thank you so much. We've got K-State basketball coming up later on at 4. Cats are hosting Florida today, Big 12 SEC Challenge. So many great sports events going on the rest of the weekend. Go Chiefs as well. They got the AFC title game tomorrow in Kansas City against Cincinnati. One final time, Hiawatha wins their championship 43-42 over Marysville. So long from the Roundhouse. We'll talk to you next week for more high school hoops.